Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Good evening. Rabbi Yisai, we are in Siman Reish Yud. We discussed yesterday the really important halachas of eating a kezayis and the concept that if a person eats less than a kezayis, he will not say a bracha achrona. We also learned the halacha that a kezayis will not be mitzarev for revius. So if a person drank half a revius and ate half a kezayis, he won't say bracha achrona. The question now, based on this, what would be the halacha if a person eats bread? Now, this will be very relevant, and I think we introduced the question last night. If a person is washing for his meal, and he's only having a slice of bread, and he's having the rest of the supper, first course, and the main course, and the dessert, does he need to ensure to have? So we learned that it's not mitztaref. We learned that it's not mitztaref. The potatoes that he's eating are not mitztaref because it's not amotzi, so it's not mitztaref. That it doesn't add up to the kezayis as far as birkas hamazon is concerned. So my question is as follows: he needs to eat the kezayis of bread to say birkas hamazon. Is that correct? The rice that he's eating, the chicken that he's eating, the schnitzel that he's having, and the melon he's having as a dessert. Yes, that good. Does that sound like a plan? Yeah. So that will not add up for birkas hamazon. That's a really important halacha. He will not add up for birkas hamazon because the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not mitzarev. So he needs to have a kezayis of bread to bench. So far, so good, right? Now, he needs to have, so if we're assuming that we're going to go to Chumrah now for a bit, that a slice of bread is a kezayis. A normal sliced bread, more or less, is a kezayis. So I want to ask you, I understand that I washed, I understand I had a piece of bread, and I understand I'm going to go through supper, and I need to have a kezayis of bread, which is important, which maybe you wouldn't have known, but I know now that I need to have a kezayis of bread to say birkas hamazon. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is my question. Now we learned that how fast do you need to eat the kezayis? Indeed. Kitoich kedei achilas pas, which we defined anywhere between 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 minutes, 9 minutes, something like that. General thinking says it's about 6, 7 minutes, something on those lines. Does that mean you need to have a kezayis of bread within the first 6 minutes of eating? We know it was a challenge. I don't know if you found it challenging. Say the night, the kezayis. I'm saying, let's be honest, yeah? It's not like eating the ice cream. I mean, it goes a bit harder. So the question is, do you need to make sure to have that slice of bread within the first 6 minutes of you making a mochi? Because we need to eat the kezayis to echidech l'aspas. They ate the kezayis. Before they ate the kezayis. Rabbi says, everybody agree to that. It's a good minik. You don't have to, why not?
Anytime during the meal.
Anytime during the meal. Yeah, that's true. That's in terms of amotzi. You should only swallow after having... You should make amotzi and only after you swallowed you can really talk. But I'm saying we don't have turkey dechilas pas. So is that really what you should do? You should make sure to have turkey dechilas pas, the kezayis, of bread, and then only eat that. So is that, I'm saying so the good news is that that aloch is not like that. You don't have to do that. You need to have a kezayis, but you don't need to have it. You should tell your friends in yeshiva where they were. Yeah. I hope it wasn't me. It could have been, but because it's against the Mefurash Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the following. The Mishnah Berurah says, so we learned, I'm in the middle of Sif Kotan Aleph, and I'm in the second paragraph, it's over here where we left off yesterday, like halfway through the second paragraph, where the brackets is Chayodom at the end of the line. Ochal kezayis me'at me'at v'nishta be'abachilos, and generally if you ate the kezayis me'at me'at, slowly, and he waited a long time for eating. If there is metchilas or achila from beginning of eating, at soy for achila until the end of eating, yois mekde achilas pas, eine mitztaref. If it was less, if he ate less than the kezayis, eine mitztaref, it does not add up. I'm skipping now the square brackets, which is about 3-4 lines, and then I'm carrying on. The Kasara Prima Godim, the Heilige Prima Godim says, the Kolzeb, all this, Hurak is only Le'ilian Shir Kizais. This is only in terms of the Kizais, Avo Le'ilian Pas. But, with regards to bread, Kidei Sviya, where the rule is Kidei Sviya, the Chiyuvo Minator, which is the Torah obligation, Chayev Af Sha'achal Me'at Me'at, it's also obligated to bench. And there's no requirement of Kidei Achilas Pas, even if you ate slowly, slowly, it's fine as well. Toho, since Alkol Ponim, Vesovato Korinon Day, it's considered Vesovato, that's mamash the words that you're using. If you need a sphere, if you it's a Kidei sphere, satisfaction. Whilst you had it, when you have that feeling of satisfaction, that's when you need to have the bread, the kizais. It doesn't have to be during the meal. It doesn't have to be during the kizai achilas pas. It could be any time during the meal. You need to have a kizais, but there's no time limit. You have it any time during your sviya process, your process of getting full, which is basically the whole meal. You need to have a kizais then. And yeah, so you need to have a kizais, but it can be any time during the meal. That's good news.
So when does the achilas pas apply?
Any other food.
So if you're not having a
mighty
meal, then you have to eat.
Achilas pas. So if you're having just an example, you're having like any other foods, charcoal foods.
Yeah,
it needs to be tochid achilas pas. It doesn't say you have to. It's just that if you don't, then you don't say Bilocha Choyna. Yeah. That's right. You won't say Bilocha Choyna. That's correct. Yeah. Lemaisa, we need to know where it's very important that it's very important to know what is normally a kizais. It's very, very challenging because Mishnah is going to tell us now. I'm going to say that now. Mishnah says, Hoya pasuf genin. He said that if you have got a blown up kind of, it's a fruit that was blown up. It was sufgan. It's like a kind of donut or something which was blown up in the cooking or frying process. You can't even tell that there is air pockets there. If you ate it the way it is, it's just the kizayis, literally kizayis of that, you don't make a bracha choyno. Because the truth is, kizayis, you didn't eat the kizayis. And that leads to a very, 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 very big machlokes achronim, which, to be perfectly honest, I don't fully understand. No, that was not a true statement. I don't understand at all. It's about the how you define the kizayis. There is the Stipler, the Chazanish, Reb Shlomo Zalman, a very large discussion amongst the poskim when you actually do, when you look at a piece of bread, there's lots of air pockets there. You know, the bread, most mezonos have lots of air pockets. When do you actually count them? When do you not count them? Is it according to weight? Is it according to volume? There's many ways you could actually count the kizais. And it remains a very large, very, 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 very important machlokes achronim. How do you actually define a kizayis? To have a bit of an idea, there is an excellent sefer out by, I think, Rabbi Bodner, who gives pictures of when you actually chayiv in bracha achrona. It's fascinating to see that when it comes to chocolate, for instance, you very quickly chayiv bracha achrona. When it comes to mezonos, very often it takes much more than you actually expect. And do you see the picture book? Do you know the picture book that I'm referring to? It's excellent because it's really, really helpful. It depends on the ingredients and what kind of item it is. To know when you are actually chay bochachon or not. As a rule of thumb, it's interesting to note that according to many, it's not precise at all. But it just helps me a little bit just to have the idea. So we know about kizayis from the matzahs, right? That's one extreme. On the other hand, according to many cheshbonos, you have a lid of a bottle, a plastic bottle lid. Do you know which ones I'm talking about? The regular bottle lid, yeah? From the bottle. So that volume. Yeah, that's right. Very good. Is that a regular bottle or is that a bit? No, it's smaller. It's smaller. So you're collecting bottle lids. That's an interesting collection. Okay. Yeah, so a regular conventional bottle lid, you probably, amongst your collection, you may have regular lids as well. So a regular is according to some poskim, to have a bit of an idea, the volume of including the lid could be a kezayis. Could be a kezayis. Pardon? Yes, matchbox. Matchbox is also another way of. So a matchbox is also. You need to have that much.
Yeah, but if you want, do you say you don't say it after breakfast if you haven't eaten it within 4 minutes?
Well, I wouldn't say 4 minutes because 4 minutes is that is so we're going to be a lenient opinion over here. I'll go for
meal hot chicken. You're not going to finish that maybe in 4 minutes. So you're saying if you finish it in half an hour, you make an after breakfast then?
How much did you eat? You did the kazayas of it, which is.
It
took you a long time. So crisps might be an example, okay? So crisps, you're going through a kazayas of crisps. Yeah. Generally, in my experience, you are safe. Generally, you're going to have a kazayas unless you're really.
And you can wait half an hour to say then an after breakfast.
How long do you need to wait for after? Yeah. How long you once you've had it? How long do you need to? Once you finished it.
You have to make the after breakfast straight away.
The answer is you should, but the avet, you could make it longer than that as well. Generally, you should make the after bochal straight away afterwards. Yeah. But the crisps. Yeah. So if you say you have crisps, unless you have a kezayis in more than, say, 7 minutes, Maybe a drop more than that, but yeah. Crisps are very, I don't know about three. I think it might be a drop more than that. Imagine you squash them in. Yeah, you talk about matchbox. Imagine you squash them in. How many matchbox would you be able to fill in a? Yeah, maybe sounds 3/4 might be sound right, something on those lines in 6-7 minutes. So you have a third of a. No, you have no because you ate the kezayis within Kedach Lechbas. The rest you don't have to cover. Is there an obligation to eat it in a way that you're after tzchayv b'chachoina? I don't think so. There isn't. But you just be aware that if you ate slow than that, you don't say b'chachoina. Right, and that leads us to the important question of tea and coffee. Assuming you don't drink it. In a slow way, but you're drinking in a quick way. You don't wait until it's cooled down. But let's say you drink it while it's very hot. You have a tea or coffee whilst it's very hot. Now there you're really going to have a shaila, okay? Because you need to have revius. Remember the revius from Leila Seder. You remember the revius, okay? And you need to have revius do you manage it in a few minutes? Do you manage to have a tea and a hot tea in that from your start until you have your revius? Yeah.
If I'm remembering rightly, Rabbi Bodner in his Sefer says that one should leave a certain amount of the hot drink till it's cooled
off.
Be able to drink a revius at the end, so one has the ability to make a broth.
Absolutely correct, and that's what the Mishnah is going to be saying in a minute. Absolutely correct. Right. I wonder what the meaning is, Rabbi Yisrael. Let us see what the Mishnah is saying. That's precisely what you're referring to. I'm now skipping until the next page. Vehine le'inyan shtias tei vekavei. And 4 lines. In the next paragraph, within the says, "Vehine and behold, in shtias tei vekavei, if you're having tea and coffee, shadach lishtoisik shulchan, which people tend to drink it when it's very hot, vekoshe, and it is hard lishtoisik to drink this hot beverage peloy hefsek without interruption. Kederach sham ashken, it's drunk differently than cold drinks. Ki mat, you drink slowly. Yesh machlokes rabo ben apoyskim. Now there's a machlokes between the authorities. Im tzorich levoch brachachoyna, as to whether you say brachachoyna. We've got a machlokes over here, as to whether you say brachachoyna. For tea and coffee, because you had more than a kedachilas pas. Ledeo rishoynanal, yeah, umachza shekel v'chaodim mitzadim shlo levoich, t'machza shekel v'chaodim hold that you do not say a brachachoyna on tea and coffee. Because you're going to drink it over 6 to 7 minutes, so it's going to take you more than 8 minutes, for drinking a tea and coffee. You do not say brachon, you eat more than revius in Turkey the Achilas Pas. You do not make brachon. That's what the Chaim writes, which is the Halakha Chavos Das. That is what the Mishnah says, the Minhag Olam. The Minhag of the world is not to say a bracha chayna for tea and coffee if you're drinking it whilst it's very, very hot. You need to check. Pardon?
It would be cold if you left it for 6 or 7 minutes. Even if you start it when it's hot, by the time you've actually got halfway through, it's cooled down. Because
in 6 or 7 minutes, it's going to cool down. Unless you have those lids. Unless you have those lids.
I don't have those lids. But I just...
Yeah, that's really what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, for Anshei Maisa, and people who are very careful with their mitzvahs, at the end of drinking, they leave a little bit at the end, that it cools down, in order, they should be able to drink revis. But I have said they could drink revis in one go. For the vork brachachonu to make a brachachonu. For the toiv lasus, can it is right? It is nice. It is proper. It's a many chassidus to do so. Kedei lot says alibi de kulam and odiyotze according to all opinions. Who befrat and especially ledas hagro according to opinion of the Vilna Gaon haniskal el, which is mentioned the pasag who holds kedei oshnia the shiur kedei achilas pas leinin tziruf kam b'shtir, that the Vilna Gaon holds you need to drink kedei achilas pas. The revi is in a kedei achilas pas. You need to do it in kedei achilas pas in order to be bocha chayno. That applies also with regards to drinking. According to the Vilna Gaon, bevada nochon, it is certainly proper to do so. Lasso is kain. Right. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that it is dan shemayis to do so. If you have a certain minhag about this, if you have a minhag, you know that your parents, your grandparents, or your rebbes, your mentors, your Rosh Hashivas did in a certain way, they didn't make Bracha Chayna, then you can tell, according to Mishnah Berurah, the minhag is not to make Bracha Chayna, and that's perfectly, perfectly acceptable. Some have a minhag to actually always make a Bracha Chayna, and based on the concept that the whole idea of having a revis, Turkey de Chilas Pras, is only if that's the regular way of drinking. In terms of a hot drink, the regular way of drinking is more slowly. So if that's the case, that's the regular way of drinking it, because it's a hot drink. So by definition, you can make a bracha chayna on its regular way. And its regular way is to drink in more than a kedei achilas pas. Hence, you can make a bracha chayna even if it's more than a kedei achilas pas. So you've got people who are never make a bracha chayna on hot drinks, and there are tzaddikim who always make a bracha chayna on hot drinks, and both of them are absolutely acceptable. Correct minhagim, as long as you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, it's perfectly okay. Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to be machmir, the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is not to make a bracha chayna. So the minhag says, that was the minhag in Radin, and then he calls the minhag olam, so probably that was an accepted minhag there. And he says, if you want to be machmir, what you should do is you wait until it's cooled down, you leave a little bit at the end when it's cooled down, and you then drink that a bit quicker. And then you're going to have Turkey de Chilas Pas, the Revis, according to all opinions, and then you can make a Brachon according to all opinions. That is said, it's the right thing to do because the Chosh and Shit is a Vilna Gaon. I looked around, and there's not, as far as the Minhag, I didn't check the Minhag, couldn't find out about the Minhag, but in terms of Gdolim, Poiskim, Tzadikim, Gdolim, what the Minhag was, I think it's a very much of an equal balance. I asked Talmidim of Moshe, I asked Talmidim of Gedolim, and it seems to be that some Gedolim held like this, some Gedolim held like that. Whatever do, you're in safe hands. So, what's generally the minhag? I don't know what the minhag is. What's generally the minhag? What do Chassidim do? Chassidim do make bracha chayna, even if it's, So I think, you're fine either way. I have seen people quoting that the Chofetz Chaim himself, what they used to do, I think it was the Chofetz Chaim himself. No. Other Gedolim, I forgot now who it was. There was a shmur about, I forgot now. Either the Chofetz Chaim himself or the Halakha Chazon Ish, that used to take a sugar cube, and make shakal on that, and then you can make bracha chayna on that as well. Some people do that. Rav Shneibach does that?
Yeah.
How does he do it? He always makes shakal. So he makes shakal, he makes one shakal on the on the sugar cube, besides the on the coffee or on the tea, or he makes two shakels or one shakel. One shakel, and then he has after make to ensure to have bracha chayna, he's gonna have okay. On the so yeah, probably not missed that. Yeah. Unless it's going to be what the next halacha is. Now, it might be helpful. We'll discuss it. Okay, now Shulchan Aruch says, now we learned that you don't make a bracha chayna unless it's a kezais. There is an exception to the rule, which is the following. V'yesh mistapkim loyma, second line in Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mistapkim loyma. Some have a suffix and they have a doubt. Sha'al dova on something shukebriyosoi, which is its own barrier, kebriyosoi, its own barrier, its own individual single unit, kegoin, such as garge shel onof, the seed of a grape, oi shel rimoin, or the seed of a pomegranate. If you're having a single seed, according to all shittas, it's less than a kezais. Agreed? Of a pomegranate, they're tiny. Of a grape, it's shel rimoin shemevorchin le'achav. You will make a bracha achoyna on that. Afal pi, although she ain't bekezais, although it's not a kezais. Lochein nochein, it is proper. Therefore, lizor shel olechol beri pochus mekezais. He said that if you're eating a berry, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can make a bracha achoyna on a berry. Some hold, some are sofek, if as to whether you make a bracha on a berry. If you have a barrier, like a seed of something which is its own unit, you're going to make a brachoina because Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotten, hey, that even a kidney is a bean as well. If you have a bean, anything which is its own, won't be the word, its own. Yeah, its own thing. So that would be a brachoina on that. Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says, obviously it's only if you're eating it as it's a unit on its own. But if you have a nut or something, you're pulling out some of it out, and then it's not a single unit anymore, then obviously it's not considered a barrier. Rabbi said, I don't know if that's the minig or not. I've never seen anybody eating a single seed of a pomegranate. No.
A grape.
Yeah, so I don't know what the meaning is. I do not know. The Shulchan Aruch says it as a suffix, as a doubt. I do not know what accepted meaning is. I do not know. If you have anything, I'd be interested to know. Right, okay, we'll carry on with the next halacha tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.